Walang hamon na aatrasan. Walang problemang palalampasin. Magtanong, makinig, matuto. Itanong kay engineer.
Isang magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Oh, ito na yun. We're now live on air.
Yes, we're back!
Ito po, kay engineer ay nagbabalik po after a long summer, no, not summer, mid-year break.
Yes.
Ito po si classmate Edge, kasama po si classmate Leia.
Hello.
Para pumuli sa isang oras ng matinong usapan para sa maunlad na bayan. I missed you!
Yeah, I missed you too. At na-miss ko yung booth na lahat ng tao dito sa DCU.
Of course, we're coming back after a... 6 weeks? 7 weeks?
Oh, kasi diba June 25 yung parang, graduation, tapos afternoon wala nang program.
Well, 4 weeks kung ganun. Mm. Pero we also missed special programming tayo throughout the mid-year break. And actually last week, no, I was listening to the Sona. I was missing like used to be there pag Sona, but of course we're on special programming the entire
may
time.
coverage tayo dati.
Yes.
Nung hindi pa tayo nagbe-break.
Mid-year break na kasi, so wala na talaga. So we had special programming throughout the entire mid-year after graduation, right?
Oh, at least para nakapag-recharge.
Kumusta naman ang iyong mid-year break?
Parang hindi rin pala nakapag-break. Lagi rin ako dito sa diliman.
Okay, pero wala kang far away excursions kasi madalas kang nag-excursions.
At ano, napaisip ako. Wala naman.
Mag-reset ba tayo ng count natin ngayon ng absences at saka ng late?
Ikaw ang dumayo sa ibang continent.
Yeah, so I was away for 32 days.
Yeah.
It was preparation for myself kasi to prepare myself to become better for my students this coming school year.
May
training ako pinuntahan, may workshop ako pinuntahan, pero also nag-recharge ako as spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Oh, so nakabusog ako. Ready ka nang harapin ang mga Pisay students.
Yeah. I called my trip Eat, Pray, Love, Learn. So,
may dagdag na word sa dulo.
Kasi may workshop talaga ako pinuntahan, tsaka conference ako pinuntahan. So, I actually did learn from that professional conference.
Okay.
So, yun. Nagturo ka ba ng mid-year?
Wala. Hindi naman siya uso sa CE eh. Hindi kami nag-offer ng mga mid-year classes.
Kahit ng mga GE classes, yung DMAPs, ayaw niyo talaga.
Wala. Parang teachers leave ang mga CE
pahinga.
Profs.
Quote-unquote, pahinga.
Unless may admin work.
So, yung mga tao naman sa UP, how were they? Kasi apparently, you still came to work. May mga tao pa rin nagpupunta.
Meron pa rin.
So, kasi, you know what? I really have to try yung CE canteen because people have been saying na, I should go. Should I go? Like,
tanong natin mga guests natin.
Our guests over here.
Nag-break din pala ang ICE canteen. Ngayon din
okay. Ngayon din ang balik nila.
So, kasi wala masyadong customers during
so
break.
So today is the first day of registration?
Yes, and last day of UPCAT application.
So nagsabay talaga sila.
Kaya makikita nyo yung mga posts sa social media, di ba?
I should, puro actually, no?
Na-block na yung roads.
Hanggang ganyan. Ngayon ba, dito sa tapat ng OUR, marami pa rin tao? Kasi
yes,
the OUR and the admissions office are in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
Daanan nga natin, mama. Ayan, silipin
natin. Oo nga. So, dadaanan nga siya papunta sa building namin, di ba?
Kamusta naman ang registration today?
Apparently, wala masyado ng estudyante.
Tao. May ano ba naka-schedule for today?
Dapat is ngayon is graduating students, freshie,
yung mga
second degree,
freshie
yung mga
na hindi
special,
pa umaabot.
Yung hindi nag-advanced
registration.
Mm-hmm. Pero siguro kasi marami ng mga nakuhang subjects or patapos na rin yung enrollment stage nila. Kaya pwede na sila sa later part na lang ng registration pumunta.
Oh, okay.
Hindi na rin nakasabay today.
Yung like, bayad na lang at validation na lang ang bayad.
Kasi I think maganda yung registration ngayon. Online na lahat eh. Pag wala na masyadong pila sa slots, mga ganun.
Alright, pero ang issue lang talaga ngayon is that number of people that is actually lining up for the UPCAT application.
Oh, more on doon.
Oh, okay. I guess that's a learning experience as well for the Office of Admissions. So, also because I remember coming back from my trip nung July 16. And then because I had jet lag, ako yung bantay sa gabi because sobrang lakas nung ulan those that week, di ba?
Ay, oo. So, nakailang bagyo habagat tayo.
Coming from the faraway land of Marikina, naisingit ko na.
Ngayon na lang ulit.
matagal-tagal kasi.
No? Okay lang, sige. Kasi ano tayo, di ba, July, disaster awareness tayo. Month.
So aware na aware ako sa disaster all throughout the night. Ako yung bantay sa gabi. Because nagtutulog yung siren. Okay, this is the second alarm.
Di ba tumaas yung level ng Marikina River?
Yes. So, di pa naman umabot sa forced evacuation level. Thank goodness, hindi umabot ng ganung level. Pero ang tagal din, no? Ang daming suspensions of classes. Siyempre, hindi na-experience ng ating UP students yon. Kasi walang pasok at that time, no? Meron ba? May pasok ba nun?
Meron pa. Kawawa nga rin yung mga may mid-year classes na ang daming
patapos na yun, di ba? Mga finals na dapat yun. Kung ganun.
Meron din siya nung mga, start nung June, mga June.
Wow. Okay. So, sana naka-recover na rin ang ating mga UP students from that, no?
Mm-mm.
So, anyway, so coming back through our disaster awareness, walang kinalaman yung topic natin today.
Next month na lang. Ayun.
Babawi tayo sa July.
Noong previous years.
Gagawin natin August.
Di ba July pinag-usapan natin mga disaster hazard. Yes. Ngayon, August na lang. Ayan. At nakatoka dyan mga civil engineering.
All right.
Faculty researchers. Yeah.
Okay,
excited
cool.
Din ako. Kasi pwedeng hindi na ako magsalita dito.
Ito na lang that's
expertise
mo na kasi to. Like yung mga tatanungin mo alam mo na sa kanila.
Oo, parang ako na lang sa mga de-joke. De maganda, abangan niyo po next
guest
month.
Mo si classmate Leia, yung
next
prof
month.
Leia po siya next month.
Next month, next week na 'yon, starting
actually.
Next week. Ayun, mga maganda yung mga topics at yung mga guests natin.
All right, so today ang pag-uusapan natin ay
more service. Relate natin sa engineering. Ayan, diba? Exciting din.
Okay. So, ang ating po mga panauhin ngayon ay, well, galing din po sila sa guest natin next week. Galing po sa Institute of Civil Engineering. Mayroon po tayong tatlong kasama dito sa ating booth ngayon. At babati po sila ngayon ng hi. Well, tahimik sila. Ang shy nila.
Pakilala ko na lang isa-isa. Sabi ko about service through engineering or pwede rin humanitarian engineering kung synonymous ba sila? Ayan. So, makakasama po natin ngayon ang ilang members ng Engineers Without Borders, EWB Diliman, isang student organization dito sa UP Diliman. So, una po nating guest ay 5th year BS Civil Engineering student at siya yung Chief Executive Officer. Ang ganda ng mga tao sa kanila.
Oo nga, napaka-corporate na kanilang presence.
Ayan. So, ang unang guest natin si Billy Aranzanso.
Hello.
Shy nga talaga sila.
Sige. So, Billy na lang tatawag namin sa'yo.
Sige.
O may gusto kang ibang tawag.
Wala ka bang...
Okay na po yung Billy.
Anong showbiz screen name mo? Wala. May screen name ka ba?
Siguro pag-isipan ko po pag sumikat na din ako.
Well, hindi. Kailangan before ka sumikat. Like yung may recall ka agad yung showbiz name mo. Like ano, binyagan natin nga. Anyway, ang ating po next... guest po ay galing din po sa civil engineering. Siya po ay, 5th year silang lahat pala, no? Sabihin natin 5th year, no? Hindi natin sabihin graduating kasi bawal batiin yan. So, sila po ay 5th year BSc. Parang nagpipigil po sila ng tawa or ng iyak. Hindi ko po alam kung ano pinipigil nila. Pero 5th year BS Civil Engineering din po. Siya naman po ang EWB Diliman Chief Public Relations Officer. So, dapat
Hello.
Talaga narito ka on radio, no? Si Miguel Angelo Paz.
Yes po.
Alright.
Hello, good afternoon po.
Siya po ay prefer to be called Migs.
Migs na lang po.
Alright.
At ang last guest natin ay 5th year BS Chemical Engineering student at Chief Human Resources Officer ng EWB Diliman.
Wow, may hiring sila.
Ang ganda ka ng mga positions nila. So, pinapakilala ko po si Carmina Tinitigan.
Hi po.
And how do we call you?
Carmina na lang.
Carmina.
Alright.
So, welcome dito sa Itanong Kay Engineer.
First time nyo ba on any... international media.
Wow.
Well, kasi global ang ating reach, no? Mamaya sabihin natin na we can actually be well heard all throughout the world through our live streaming at dzup.org. Sinabi niyo ba sa org ninyo na makinig ngayon?
Opo. Sinabi na po namin sa kanila na tune in na kayo sa DZUP.
Alright.
Ganyan naman na kami.
Parang magmakaawa pa kayo. Sinare nyo ba sa iba? Kasi like, for of course we also want you to be heard because you have an advocacy right now, diba?
Yes,
sana, diba? Hindi lang sa org nyo, diba? Because that would be preaching to the choir. Shinare din ba nila? Or anyway, if you are listening right now, might as well share it, no? Listen live via dzup.org.
Yes.
So ang ating pong topic ngayon ay engineers without borders at basically it's service through the fields of engineering. So kung meron po kayong mga tanong tungkol sa ating pong service through engineering, maaari po kayo tumawag sa ating landline na 503-8288 o mag-text o tumawag sa ating cellphone na 0927-220-8332. I will just repeat those numbers. Our landline is 503-8288. And our mobile phone is 0927-220-8332.
And pwede nyo rin kaming hanapin sa social media accounts namin. Mag-tweet kayo or tag nyo kami. Just use the handle at DZUP1602. Pwede nyo rin kaming i-visit sa aming Facebook page. Itanong kay Engineer sa DZUP1602.
All right.
So makita nila doon yung mga posters natin.
Yes,
comment
and,
sila doon.
And I did already say that you can listen live wherever you are in the world via our live stream, dzup.org. Actually, I met someone during the conference I attended and he wants to learn more about the radio program and then I directed him to the podcasts, to our recordings. No? Kasi he's basically chronicling podcasts from all over the world and said, oh, okay, I actually... we do a radio program. Tapos it's academically inclined.
Public din naman yung mga podcast
yun
natin.
Yun lang sana maintindihan nila like, ng Filipino.
Ayaw nga!
So, to all our international fans, kailangan may twang. You can listen live using dzup.org. Alright, so, kamusta kayong lahat dito ngayon sa inyong pagbabalik sa UP? Nagbakasyon ba kayo?
Ay, ako po hindi po. Nag mid-year po ako.
Oh, okay. Billy, Migs, kamusta kayo?
Ako naman, bakasyon talaga ako this mid-year. Kasi for the past mid-years, lagi ako nag-mid-year classes. And for the first time, bago ko sumalang sa graduating year ko, nag-break naman ako.
Okay.
For a change.
Inabutan mo pa yung, ano, yung double mid-year? Yung summer mid-year?
After nung summer mid-year na yun, tsaka pa lang ako freshman. So,
okay.
Hindi ko na siya naabutan.
Okay. Kasi inisip ko, 5 years? So, 50 year ba talaga to?
So, matagal na palang nag-academic shift ang UP.
Oh my gosh, tagal na pala niya. Finally, Billy, kamusta?
Ako naman, nag-internship ako during mid-year. Ah. In fact, kakatapos lang nung Friday. So, wala talagang pahinga kasi pasokan na agad.
Anong field ka nag-intern?
Sa civil engineering under transportation field yung internship.
So nagtransportation ka, sumakay ka ng yun talaga yung internship. Kasi marami nag-internship tuwing umaga tsaka hapon sa transportation. Ano, practicum nila is to take public transportation. But anyway, so let's talk about this organization, Engineers Without Borders. When was this founded? Kasi nakita ko may mga maliliit kayong manifesto na hawak, no? may little white book. May mga propaganda materials po tayo hawak-hawak dito sa booth. What is Engineers Without Borders? Can you tell us more about a big overview of what it is?
Engineers Without Borders Diliman is founded sa noong 2014 lang. Mm-hmm. So we're just turning 4. Mm-hmm. This year, and it's a non-profit, student-led, and service-oriented na organization oriented towards humanitarian engineering, partnerships, or projects that apply yung engineering concepts to community development.
So community development yung primary focus ng organization na ito?
Yes, yes.
Alright, so tell me more about like the profile of Engineers Without Borders. Is this organization that's based in the College of Engineering?
Exclusive lang ba siya, yeah, for engineering students?
Hindi po. We are also university-wide organization. Meron po kami from CMC, meron kami from SLIS. Ayun po.
Anong point nila sa pagsali dito? Because it's Engineers Without Borders. Mm. Why do you have these types of students? Ano yung makakontribute nila towards engineering or doon sila sa borders?
Kasi po like yung organization itself, parang syempre yung mga committees niya, departments niya as we call it, ay parang same din sa iba. So may mga finance din, parang may mga human resources. So like And tapos yung mismong mga projects naman, syempre kailangan ng from other fields, kunyari mga feasibility, ganyan, and yung mga partnerships natin. Tapos ayun po.
Siguro as long as you have the heart sa service or engineering, you're welcome to join EWB, no matter yung course mo.
So marami kayong members actually that are outside the College of Engineering?
Not, hindi naman madami, pero we have.
Okay. So hindi kayo nagtataboy ng
hindi. Hindi po.
Hindi kayo elitista.
You're very welcome.
Hindi po. So pwede sila sumali ng, ng Eng Week. ano yung practical direction ng EWB? Can you tell us about why it was founded and ano yung inspiration niya towards like the future?
Yung it was founded by siguro a group of students din sila. Since most of us are students naman talaga, mm-hmm. and sa klase kasi wala namang mostly concepts and siguro naghanap sila ng way or avenue. Nagkataon na pare-pareha sila ng gustong gawin.
Mm-hmm.
And they collaborated. They, through partnerships, mga call for volunteers, they were able to form the organization. And, ayun, nabuo, yung Engineers Without Borders. And siguro sa direction niya, nag-start siya with a project, and it was successful before. Now, we're leaning towards expanding yung organization namin and hopefully kasi as of now I think we are the only Engineers Without Borders sa Philippines,
mm-hmm.
and we're actually looking to expand sa other universities siguro ganun
because you have no borders.
Yeah, yeah. No
border. Yeah, and I know may parang may EWB sa ibang universities abroad, diba?
Yes. Yeah, tama ba? Actually international organization yung name ng EWB, mm-hmm. pero within own countries hindi lahat recognized ng international EWB, pero we're free to move towards its advocacy pa rin.
Ah, okay. So you can still use the name parang ganun.
All right. So we'll actually learn more about our topic right now, service to engineering, after we come back from the break. Ang oras po ngayon ay 16 minutes matapos ang ika-4 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, ang kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Po. Makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Po Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, 6 hanggang 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Ang dami-dami kong kailangan gawin. Maraming examen sa school. Marami rin trabaho para sa mga organizations ko. Halos 3 araw na rin akong walang tulog. Hindi ko alam kung may oras pa akong kumain o uminom man lang ng tubig. Pagod na ako. Hindi ko na alam kung paano pa ako tutuloy.
Ang sariling kalusugan ay ang puhunan para sa kinabukasan. Huwag kalimutang kumain, uminom ng tubig, at matulog ng sapat sa isang araw. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Wow, girl! Ang galing mo mag-edit!
Thanks, ha! Pinaghirapan ko to.
Girl, favor naman. Pwede ka ba mag-edit? Para sa akin?
Sure. I usually charge for...
No. As a favor.
Favor?
Okay lang, diba?
Always pay your artists. Art is their living.
Sorry, friend. I understand. Anong going rate mo?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Itanong kay Engineer.
Nagbabalik po ang itanong kay Engineer sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602. Kasama niyo po si Classmate Leia, si Classmate Edge, at ito po ang ating mga panauhin for this afternoon mula po sa College of Engineering. Sila po ay mga 5th year BS Civil Engineering students mula po sa Engineers Without Borders. Ang ating pong paksa ngayong hapon ay Service Through Engineering. Pinapaalala lang po natin na kung kayo po ay nakikinig, might as well share information about the program by logging on to your social media accounts, Twitter and Instagram, and tag at DZUP1602, and share as well our live stream link na DZUP.org para marinig po tayo ng more and more people sa ating mga advocacy ngayon. No? Ang ating pong advocacy ay humanitarian engineering, right?
Yes.
So, ang ating pong mga kausap ngayon ay mula po sa Engineers Without Borders, sinasabi na nga natin, at ating pong tatanong ngayon sa kanila, what is humanitarian engineering? Hindi siya, wala siya sa degree programs nato, no? Civil engineering.
Wala mga technical.
Computer engineering. Pero humanitarian field ba to? Engineering. Mm-hmm. No, do we engineer humans? humanitarian engineering. Can anybody tell us what this is?
Well, humanitarian engineering is para siyang ina-apply mo yung engineering towards for the betterment of humanity. Yes, humanity agad na. Pero, ayun, it's to help, it's towards community development, yung mga natututunan sa classrooms, it's focus on helping the lives of people, ganun, making it easier for them or giving them more access to things that they should have. Ganun. And actually, as UP students, no, parang relevant nga naman yung humanitarian engineering sa atin since we should scholar tayo para sa bayan. No? And nabanggit nyo kanina, if it's a separate course, the people are actually working on it, no, on having a humanitarian engineering
talaga
course. Yes. Sa UP Diliman. Opo. If you know Ma'am Jill,
yes.
isa siya sa mga nag-initiative to introduce humanitarian engineering course sa UP Diliman para maging aware din yung students how they can apply engineering for community development.
Actually, ngayon nga po, meron din pong elective na Introduction to Humanitarian Engineering, Entrepreneurship and Design sa MATE po, MATE 197.
Yes. So it's a special topic.
Apo, yes po.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what have you been doing? Because you actually have like roles here, no? Like Chief Executive Officer, Chief Public Relations Officer, and Chief Human Resources Officer. Can you tell me what you do in these particular positions? Like, ano yung mga dinadala niya to the organization as these people? And then, are there other departments? Because you called it departments, di ba? Are there other departments in your organization that people may want to know about if they want to join?
Yes po. So, ako po yung Chief Human Resources Officer. So, yung Human Resources Department po ay sa membership po. Like, so, ma-application process po, ganyan. Tsaka sa siguro member development rin. Like, yung mga skills, workshops, ganyan.
Sa department ko naman, which is the Public Relations Department, most of our work is leaning towards marketing ng mga projects namin, ng organization namin, sa mga companies to apply for seed funding, to look for partnerships, mga NGOs na who have the same vision as us, na if they have events, mga social events, kami yung kumbaga na sa frontline,
mm-hmm,
ng pakikipag-converse sa kanila, and parang forwarding our advocacy. So yun yung pinaka-work ng PR department.
As Chief Executive Officer naman, ako yung nag-handle sa executive board yung mga other chief. Kami parang kasi important na interconnected yung work ng bawat department eh. So it's to make sure that the organization works as a whole.
Okay.
Tsaka the Chief Executive Officer represents the organization, especially in matters outside. Tapos for the other departments naman, we have the finance.
Mm-hmm.
Meron din, syempre sila yung nag-handle ng finance ng organization, mga IGPs, mga fundraisings. Tapos meron din kaming brand management. Parang sila yung publicity,
okay,
ng ibang organization. Sila nag-handle ng brand ng organization,
so,
yung mga
pubmats, creatives,
hiwalay pa. Tapos
meron din. So si public relations more corporate facing, si publicity more Hindi siya public facing.
More on ano siya, creative siguro.
Creative. Okay, mm-hmm. I see. Creative, okay.
Tapos, lastly, we have yung operations department. Ay, meron pa pala kaming internals department. Internals department sa kanila under yung members welfare, secretariat, tsaka logistics ng organization. Tapos, lastly, we have operations department. Operations yung nagsispearhead ng mga projects namin. Sila yung sa research, sila din nag-i-initiate ng kung sila nagmo-mobilize sa organization para ma-involve dun sa projects.
Okay, so if I wanted to join, if I were a student, if I wanted to join, and then, ano yung mga kailangan kong malaman if I if ever, like, ganun nga na, ah, these are the departments, how can I possibly fit into any of these? Ano yung mga kailangan kong, is there anything that I must be able to bring to the table? Or pwede bang general member ka lang?
Kasi po, dun sa internship process naman, yung internship process is our application process. Mm-hmm. We provide them learning sessions and we basically hone their skills on project management, leadership development, and design thinking because those are the basic skills na like mahalaga for us members na mataglay. Taglayan namin kasi yun sa yun nga, since mga inahandle namin projects, yun yung pinakakailangan talaga.
So basically, if you want to join, tapos nagwa-wonder ka if do you have what it takes? You have the necessary skills? I guess ang basic requirement lang namin is you have the passion to sa service to engineering. And after that, if you have the passion naman kasi you're willing to learn eh. Kami na yung, we're willing to work with you towards developing you as a person para maging capable ka sa Engineers Without Borders Diliman.
Okay, actually, you talk about this, no? Let me just throw like a wrench here. Kasi you talk about people with passion, pero a lot of the times, for example, myself, like, I want to be able to involved in this and this and this and this. So, medyo nag-cross ka across the departments. How do you make that person focus in that sense? Because
committed, diba? Oo. Mag-alat ka talaga ng time.
Yung somehow, nadadilute kasi yung mga ganito. Is there a, I guess, we throw it to the human resources person. Yes, how do you make sure na, okay, I identify your actual strengths and then make you focus on that strength. I'm, of course, if you're the chief executive officer, you have to dabble in all of them, diba? Pero, do you restrict somebody with that particular, like, outburst of passion for a lot of things?
Hindi naman. Hindi naman, diba?
May mga ganun ba kayong members na gusto sausawan lahat?
May iba na
parang malibre kay Billy kasi kasi di ba kailangan niyang sausawan lahat bilang chief executive officer, but may mga members ba kayong ganun?
Hindi naman kasi parang yung tiyatray namin gawin ngayon ay parang yung bawat member syempre meron silang department, so doon sila naka-assign and then pwede rin silang tumulong sa mismong projects namin, so like meron silang ibang ginagawa. Tapos kung meron, kung gusto nilang mag-explore sa ibang department, pwede silang transfer in a different SEM.
Okay. You were going to say something?
Yun lang. Actually, nasabi na rin naman. Para every semester, we give them the option to transfer departments if gusto nila. Kung ayaw nila, edi stay sila sa department nila and see kung ano pang pwede nilang magawa.
Okay. Well, now, since you have the microphone, anyway, bilang mga estudyante, like, how do you go outside your organization and tell other people na, okay, this is what we can actually do as engineers, and this is how we will be able to serve the community using engineering.
Mostly nung ginagawa namin is through, meron kaming partners na mga NGOs, and through them nare-relay namin sa kanila yung kung ano yung gusto namin mangyari, na we are interested on what you are doing and we are willing to offer our services sa inyo kung kailangan nyo. And sa students naman, as of now, more on
mga booths?
Mga booths sa mga events. Nagtatayo kami ng booth, then kapag may lumapit sa amin, nag-explain kami what we do. Minsan, nagdadala kami ng mga prototypes namin, ng technology namin, ganun.
Tapos, nag-develop din kami internally ng mga materials para mas madaling ma-share yung vision ng organization, katulad ng brochures, primers, and actually, itong
manifesto
namin, yung Biblia namin. Actually, ginawa siya, one of the reasons na may ganito kami is that, para kapag may nagtanong sa amin, ano ba yung EWB, is may kopya kami.
Kaya it's namin pocket size, no? Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's wallet size. So, pwede po talaga isiksik sa wallet mo. I see it says Diliman Directory. So, do you also have like everybody else's number there? Like, siya ang kausapin mo, hindi ako.
Meron kami actually contact ng mga members ng organization. Tapos meron din kaming emergency hotline. So, sobrang useful, no?
Okay. So, you keep it with you all the time. It's like, kasi yes, nga, wallet size siya, no? So, it's your little red, yung red book. Little red book ni Mao. May communist manifesto, meron EWB manifesto. Did you pattern it like that because you really needed it to be something really handy?
Kaya siya maliit. Uh-oh. Yeah, para madali siyang mabit-bit. Tsaka, it's not, hindi siya ganun ka-costly ma-produce.
Okay. So, medyo, cost-minded din tayo. So, may finance department kayo to worry about that. Ito ba gawa ng publicity niyo? Yung, sorry.
Brand management. Sa brand management, pero sa production, yung internals department.
Okay, because it's also for internal use.
Yes.
I see how your organization works now with each other. No? You can also have like that communication. So anyway, just before we go again on a break, no, let me leave you with a hanging question here. You were talking about booths and all of that. Pero like physically or like, ano na yung mga na organize niyo apart from booths na where you actually have projects or activities that you go out to the communities for, like what have you been able to do and what type of service have you actually been able to contribute for community development? Sasagutin po nilang lahat yan. Daming tanong, no? May homework muna tayo.
Prepare pa sila.
May 2-minute homework tayo. So magbabalik po ang itanong kay Engineer. Ang oras po ngayon ay 30 minutes after 4. 4:30. Time on the clock is 4:30 in the afternoon. DZUP 1602 is a member of the KBP, ang kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Love sports? Makinig na sa Love Ko Ang Sports, hatid ng UP College of Human Kinetics tuwing Martes, alas 5 ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Uy, Mare, narinig mo na ba yung chismis tungkol kay Nora?
Ay, oo. Sino mag-aakala na ganun siya?
Mga kumare, nabasa niyo na ba yung balita tungkol sa Kongreso?
Sus, ano naman kinalaman natin dun?
Tapos sa chismis, meron. Hi, Mare, kung di nila mapasa yung batas, baka tumaas lalo buwis.
Ano?
Ugaliing makinig sa balita at makialam sa mga nangyayari tungkol sa bansa. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Nang ako ay tumanana, bawat isa bila lang naglaho. Ako ngayon nag-iisa sa pinagsayakap mo.
Alagaan natin ang ating mga lolo at lola. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Itanong kay Engineer.
Pauwi na sila. Nag-uusap po sila off the air nila. On air na pala tayo. Nagbabalik po on air ang tanong kay Engineer sa radio school ng DZUP 1602. Classmate Leia, hi!
Hello again, Classmate Edge.
At ang ating mga panauhin ngayon, ang mga nagtatawanan at nag-overlap kasi nagpaplano po sila ng sagot nila. Nasa stress yata sila. Ang ating mga guests ngayon ay galing po sa Engineers Without Borders na ang ating pong topic ay service through engineering. Si Billy, si Migs, tsaka si Carmina. Bago po tayo mag-break, itatanong po natin sa kanila basically, ano na yung mga nagawa ninyo? So we have a general idea of like the activities that Engineers Without Borders have actually held before. And naririnig ko na yung mga sagot nyo off air. Pero I want more details. So, ano na yung mga activities that you've been doing and possibly have planned for the following semester?
One of the activities na ginawa na namin is gumawa na kami ng biodigester for Barangay Tumana in Marikina.
Hindi ako yung nagsingit ng Marikina.
Tatanong ko ano yung biodigester para sa mga tagapakinig natin. Yun,
tatanong ko rin siya pero gusto ko muna i-state for the record, hindi ako nagsabi ng Marikina.
Well, nabanggit mo na siya noon.
Sige, okay. So in Barangay Tumana in Marikina, this is the barangay near the bridge, right? Near the river. Alright, so ano yung biodigester?
Basically, yung biodigester is ginagamit niya yung food waste to generate energy. Para siyang, pag nagde-decompose yung food waste, they release yung methane na pwedeng magamit sa pagluluto, sa mga ganun. So, ganun yung basic work ng biodigester.
You can
may byproduct din po siyang fertilizer, di ba?
So, itong biodigester na ito, it was deployed to the community talaga.
Opo.
Kayo ba nag-design nito or may existing designs already?
Ginagamit na actually yung biodigester sa ibang projects, sa ibang bansa, sa ibang parts ng Philippines. So, hindi kami yung primary design, pero yung syempre yung specifics, yung materials, kami na yung nag-procure, ganun.
And of course, being able to go to the community itself, mm-hmm. Implementation nito, widespread ba siya or may specific na community guidelines ba ito for use? Did people actually use it?
Common kasi siya eh, kasi barangay yung naging partner namin okay. For that. So for common use siya, yung biodigester, kasi we cannot really produce that much as many households na nasa barangay.
Tapos, maraming tao talaga nandun.
Yeah. Tapos aside from biodigester, mayroon din kaming mga regular immersions. Mm-hmm. And I think isa to sa mga pinaka-heart ng organization. Kasi it's through, pumunta kami sa mga communities and we immerse ourselves. We ask them then kung ano ba yung mga needs nila. Kasi dito namin nakikita ano ba yung kalagayan ng community. Ano ba yung best way to help them. Kasi mahirap mag-produce ng project na hindi naman nila kailangan. Na hindi naman nila gusto.
Maganda ito. Tapos dadalin lang natin sa some community. Tapos like, ano yan?
Siyempre dapat ina-address din yung talagang needs ng community. Mm.
So naging needs analysis kayo, naging requirements analysis kayo. Parang project management teacher ulit ako. No? And how often do you do this? Kasi I would assume that this is something very important in trying to come up with solutions or interventions for a particular community.
Actually, recently lang siya nag-start maging regular eh. And we're trying to do it more often pa. Nung mid-year, we did it once sa Puok Libis near UP Diliman. And this semester, we're planning sana to do it again at least once para yung mga interns din namin, yung mga applicants namin is ma-expose din sila sa ganung klaseng immersions.
Alright. Anything else?
Ayan. So, one of our projects also was Project Puray. So, explain ko lang. Puray is an off-grid community. When I say off-grid, it is a community na walang, na hindi siya connected sa
electricity.
Okay. So, basically, wala silang electricity. This is the nearest off-grid community in Metro Manila. Or outside Metro Manila. Kasi Rizal pala siya.
Is this the one in Tanay?
No. Yes. Ayan. Okay. Si Rizal. Yes po. So it was in partnership with Litter of Lights and Pepsi Cola. Dun sa community, we were able to provide solar lamps to them and nag-install kami ng solar lamps using ano ba materials? Para lang siyang litro.
Ito yung PET bottles.
Yung PET tapos may water tapos meron siyang
bleach.
Kalimutan. Yeah, something bleach. Yun, tapos they were able to install. Hindi ko na kasi siya naabutan kasi it was one of the first projects mm-hmm. organizations since very, very young pa lang kami. So, yun.
Kami rin. Very, very, very. Truth in broadcasting po tayo ngayon dito sa ating program.
Right.
Ayaw, nag-agree siya. Ang galang niya masyado. Anyway, so, you have Project Puray?
Okay. Yes, bro. Isa pa sa partnership naman namin, which is with the Reboot, meaning a renewable energy bootcamp for young engineers.
Okay.
It is a year-long program wherein merong mentors na tinatawag from mentors sila from renewable energy, mm-hmm. from the finance in this finance sector, from community development mga experts. Basically, yun, tinitrain sila. It is a year-long program, incubation program siya. Mm-hmm. They will come up with a project parang from conceptualization hanggang ma-pitch sila sa mga possible investors or sa mga interesado. Ang nagiging part naman ng EWB is we send out volunteers. So as of now, it is ongoing actually. We have volunteers sa Reboot and nakikinig din sila ngayon. So hello sa EWB members na nasa Reboot and of course sa participants ng Reboot. Hello.
Ayan. Tapos yung another partnership din namin is yung HEED, Humanitarian Engineering Entrepreneurship and Design. So 2 years na siya in-implement. It is every July as so far. Tapos like it's like a symposium for ano for yun, for Humanitarian Engineering Entrepreneurship and Design. It is in partnership with MMM and Upside, UP Society of Industrial Designers.
Okay. Ayan. All right. So these are your activities now, but you mentioned it as if it were clinical, no? I want to hear something now that something more personal now. Like do you have any horror stories or funny anecdotes about being a member? Ano yung mga like these fun moments or these scary moments na encounter ninyo?
Sige. One of my experiences was kasi nagkaroon ng program. It was with it was SICAT Impact Challenge.
So, pwede mo mabanggitin?
Napaisip ako, pwede mo mabanggitin yun.
Okay, sige.
So, we were invited and nagkaroon ng call for a team within the organization para may representatives kami. And I was part of the team. Actually, in fact, ako yung naging team leader.
Okay.
Yun yung, siguro isa na yun sa mga eye-openers ko sa organization. Kasi, from conceptualizing a project, kasama kami, kami mismo yung nag-iisip ng project, kami mismo yung nagre-research from other NGOs na nakapag-perform na rin ng ganung project. Tapos, dagdag mo pa dun, may ACAD loads pa kami. Tapos, ayun, may kwento pala ako.
ACADs ba itong kwento ko? Kasi may teacher ganito.
So actually, naalala ko nun, kasi yung project pitching namin, yung time na mag-pitch na kami, it was on the same day with my exam sa major subjects ko. So, day before, sobrang nasa-stress out na ako kasi hindi ko alam kung ano bang gagawin ko. Magpe-prepare ba ako ng project pitching? Mag-aaral ba ako? Well, kasi sa engineering, uso sa amin yung mga problem set, mga kung ano-anong project, tapos homework. Ay, hindi lang pala exam yun. Deadline pa ng prob set, deadline pa ng project, tapos exam pa, tapos sa morning yung pitching nga. So, siguro yun yung isa sa pinaka-memorable moments ko as a member ng Engineers Without Borders is that nabibigyan kami ng opportunities to find ways para ma-apply namin yung natututunan namin sa classroom into actual projects.
Anybody else with fun anecdotes? Kasi next ko itatanong after fun is like, ano naman yung reaction ng mga people that you work with in the community? So let's do the fun parts first. Before we go to the, makapagbagbag damdam.
Mga feedback na.
Any other fun stories? Or scary stories?
Siguro share ko lang yung immersion nila kasi hindi ako kasama dun sa poor ride.
Paano mo siya share?
Hindi, ang amazing na kasi. Natuwa ako kasi they had to cross rivers to get there. So parang adventure din siya, no, kapag nag-immersion. Pero personally, isa sa mga naging experience ko is nakapag-volunteer kasi ako sa Reboot as previously mentioned na partnership namin. And nakakatawa kasi I get to meet people with renewable energy advocacy. Tapos nakamit din ako ng speakers and how they handle projects. Tapos parang ang galing lang, although these people are working towards a project for communities, towards renewable energy. Tapos yung mga pinag-usapan nila is practical things, as in Philippine context ng renewable energy, ano yung mga laws, ano yung mga procedure na idadaan dyan, paano mag-pitch ng project sa mga investors. And I think applicable din siya within our organization, lalo na kapag nagpipitch kami ng project, since important nga naman talaga yung funding sa isang organization.
Ayun, yung sa akin, I don't know, wala sa akin sobrang specific. Pero like yung whole stay. Wala kasi parang yung whole stay ko sa organization kasi parang I joined EWB kasi parang nung time na yon parang nahirapan ako sa eng ganyan. So parang okay, parang ako isip ko na at that time. No name drop.
Okay.
Ayun, tapos parang naisip ko na parang parang mistake ata yung eng na parang nahirapan na ako, hindi ko na kaya, ganyan. Tapos parang, so naisip ko na mag-EWB kasi I want to make something out of this mistake, ganun. Tapos parang sobrang nakatulong siya in a way for me kasi like mas na-appreciate ko bigla yung eng na parang nakikita ko yung projects namin before and yung mga ongoing projects namin na meron palang patutunguhan yung mga pinag-aaral namin. Ayun.
Hindi na natin babagitin ko sino ang ES11 prof mo. Ay, nagwag! Ay,
nagre-act.
Ay, totoo ba? Nanguhula lang ako ng engineering science.
Excuse, I will not confirm nor deny.
Right against self-incrimination. So, just before we also go back to break, no? Isipin naman natin ngayon, like, feedback now from the communities that we've actually been working with. Like, ano naman yung feedback na like how you have been able to affect these communities. So, yun naman po ay sa pagbabalik po ng itanong kay Engineer ang oras po ngayon ay 16 minuto bago mag-5 ng hapon. Oh, di ako nag-stutter. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, ang kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Lolo, di ba nang tapos kayo sa UP 50 years ago?
Oo, apo. Taong 2017.
Ano pong itsura ng UP noon?
Madami pang puno at damuhan. Puro luntian.
Talaga po? Wow! Ngayon, puro gusali at aspalto na lang.
Ang UP ay oasis sa gitna ng lungsod. Gawin ang tungkulin nating alagaan ng kalikasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Flashlight! Check! Pagkain at tubig. Check. Gamot. Check. Radyo. Check syempre. Eh ikaw, kumpleto na ba ang earthquake emergency kit mo?
Siguraduhing handa ang buong pamilya sakaling magkalindol. Maging alerto at alisto. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Itanong kay Engineer.
Ay, nag-stop kayo na rin. Nagbabalik po ang tanong kay Engineer sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602. Ito po si Classmate Edge, kasama po si Classmate Lea at ang ating po mga panauhin ngayon mula po sa Engineers Without Borders. Ang ating pong paksa ngayon ay Service Through Engineering. Kasama po natin si Billy, si Migs at si Carmina. Bago po tayo nag-break, nagkukwento po sila ng kanilang mga personal anecdotes or stories sa kanilang pong mga ginagawa
Yes, yung sa mga projects nila sa communities.
Ngayon, ang tatanong natin sa kanila is yung anecdotes naman from the communities. Ano yung mga feedback nila? Like mga tao dito, tsaka personally, how has this affected them and personally affected you? So, anyone? Okay, si Migs daw.
Wait lang, huminga muna. Naalala ko nun kasi nung pitching namin sa Sikat, may nakausap kami na from another group sila. Tapos kinikwento nila yung immersion nila. Kasi yung sa amin, with the Dumagats. Mm-hmm. Tapos kinikwento nila from the Dumagats din yung naging immersion nila. Tapos naalala ko nun na nag-stop sila with the immersions kasi nga nagkaroon ng terror ng mga anong tag dito? Mga NPA. And nung time na umakyat kami, hindi namin siya naisip na alam baka kami NPA dito. So yun, na-realize ko siya after na hindi pala, nakakatakot din pala yung mga immersions kasi yun nga, posible nga yung ganun. Pero aside from that, so yun nga, nakausap namin yung mga locals from Puray. Tapos, during our immersion, we naintindihan namin yung buhay nila na most of them pinanganak na doon sa ganung community. Walang kuryente. And nasanay na sila sa ganun na yung food nila, sila mismo yung nagtatanim. Very, ano siya, eye-opening siya. Kasi, yung mga problems nila, kapag i-compare siya sa atin, kunyari, yun, wala nga silang kuryente, wala silang tubig, actually, hindi siya parang primary problem nila. Kasi sanay na sila sa ganung pamumuhay. Unlike us na mawalan, maputulan lang tayo ng kuryente ng mga sagli, kahit 30 minutes lang.
Reklamo ka agad tayo.
E sa kanila, sanay na sila sa ganung pamumuhay. So, ayun, na-realize namin na paano ba? Na-realize namin na magkaiba yung problems natin sa kanila. Tapos, ano pa ba? Aside from that, mahirap din mag-pitch ng project sa mga communities kasi hindi basta-basta yung reception nila sa mga projects. Kunyari, magtatayo ka ng, sabi natin, micro-hydro na dam. Eh, pinapangalagaan nila yung nature nila, yung mga sacred spots nila near their places. So, kailangan din namin i-consider yung culture nila. Hindi lang siya basta-basta technology. Kailangan community, kailangan mutual yung pagkaka, yung mutual agreement yung project ninyo na they are willing to medyo gagamitin namin yung onting space ninyo and baka meron kaming matabing na sacred spots ninyo. So, yun. There are a lot of considerations, kumbaga.
So, empathy yung
kailangan empathy.
Anybody else with
Kasi parang meron kaming isa pang ongoing project okay. Namin kasi is Project Plastikan.
Plastikan?
Yes.
Nakikipag-plastikan kayo?
Diba, basta ayun, para siyang gagawa ng plastic recycling facility sa Malabon. Mm-hmm. Tapos, pumunta kami sa Payatas kasi merong, doon may mga plastics, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Tapos parang, so tinor kami doon for, medyo maikli lang naging tour kasi umulan noon. So like, nagkaroon ng baha. So hindi kami nakapunta sa buong ano. Pero ayun, so nakita namin yung mga posibleng pwedeng maging ano ng plastics. Pero yung isa talagang pinaka naalala ko doon is, kasi diba yung Payatas stamp site talaga before. Tapos mm-hmm. Sinara siya ngayon, diba? So sinasabi nila na may gas na nakukuha from yung basura doon. Mm-hmm. So like, I was expecting nung una talaga na, kasi sinasabi nila na meron daw nag-filter nung mga basura tapos makukuha yung gas. Tapos, so I was expecting nung una na government-led to, na parang nagagamit ng community,
yes,
yung electricity na nakuha doon, yung gas na nakuha doon. Tapos, nakita ko yung facility, hindi pala, private pala siya. Tapos, parang yung nangyayari is, yung surrounding lang ng facility, yung street lights lang doon, yun lang yung nagagamitan ng electricity from the biogas. Pero yung the rest ay ini-importa daw sa ibang bansa according dun sa person na nag-ano sa amin. So, like, tapos parang tinanong ko, yung mga kasi facility, tapos like katabing-katabi niya yung mga bahay talaga ng mga nandun. Tapos parang meral ko pa rin yung electricity nila. So like, it's not, ano ba yung point ko dito? Yung point lang na inisip ko lang na parang sana mas nagiging supportahan tayo ng government natin in sa mga ganung bagay. Since, yun nga, yung payatas is sa government yun eh. I mean like, lupa yun. Tapos parang sana nagagamit din siya ng mga kapwa natin Filipino and not private sector.
Alright. Let me just throw it now to Billy. No? How does this now affect your like membership being in the community? Do you have feedback from your members, like from your rank and file members all the way up to possibly you, of like how this affects you as a person?
Siguro kagaya nga nung sinabi ni Carmina, eye-opener siya for most people. Kasi as UP students, sabi ko nga kanina, we are expected to serve the people. Pero the thing is, there's not enough avenue for us to be exposed actually sa tunay na kalagayan nila. So these immersions, na-expose yung members namin kung ano ba yung kalagayan ng people. Kasi katulad yung sabi ni Mixel niya, not everyone has access to electricity. And nakakagulat lang isipin na Rizal, nasa Rizal na yung Puray. It's really close to Metro Manila compared sa other communities outside. Pero wala pa rin silang access, wala silang complete access sa electricity. So ang overall impact niya sa members is nakikita talaga nila yung role nila. I guess nakikita nila na they can be a part of helping these communities develop kahit engineer sila. And para sa mga engineer, they can still be part of it eh. Through department works, supporting projects like those. So ayun, eye-opener siya for our members.
And does it make your members better engineers?
Better engineers by heart. Siguro skills-based, mas
engineer with a heart. Miss Universe answer tayo. Because also, not everybody is an engineer or a budding engineer in your organization.
Mm-mm, right? Not everyone. Pero ayun, kapag nakita nila yon, mas makikita nila eh kung paano nila ma-apply yung engineering sa field sa yon. Parang kapag makikinig ka sa klase, you'll be able to think more kung paano mo ma-apply itong concept na to those people na na-immerse ka with. More than just concepts for exam, more than just knowledge, ganun. You have mas lumalalim yung thinking mo for engineering.
Alright, so ibabato na natin because we're running out of time a little bit here. So, babato ko muna kay Carmina. How do you join EWB?
Yeah. So, meron kami interns orientation sa August. It's tentatively set na sa third or fourth week ng August. Pero like, pwede rin naman i-like yung Facebook page namin, yung Engineers Without Borders Diliman, para andun yung mga updates kung kailan nga ba. So, mag-release kami ng publicity soon.
Ayun, bali ang
thank
internship.
You to brand management.
Yes.
Bali ang internship process is sem-long process siya. Doon nga, i-equip yung mga tao. So, as long as you can commit to a sem-long internship process ng learning sessions, skill building, immersions, you're good to join EWB.
Who do you get for these skills sessions? Do you have like guests, experienced people to join you or...
Actually, what we want, lalo na sa project management, what we want to do is, kaya kami may ganung learning sessions para sa following years, sila naman yung magtuturo sa mga interns. And for other sessions na initiate pa lang namin, we're inviting profs, mga people we know, mga connections namin to discuss those.
Well-connected sila. So, just as we end our program, are there any people that you'd want to acknowledge, thank,
or greet?
Tsaka... pasalamatan, batiin, bigyan ng utang.
Siguro, we would like to thank din Ma'am Jill kasi si Ma'am Jill yung kumontak sa amin for this. So, okay. Siya yung nag-pass on ng opportunity for DZUP and for being our one of our advisors together with Sir Maxel and Sir O. Hello! Sa mga kababayan namin.
Sige kayo. Ayan, so, meron akong friends na nagka-shoutout. So,
chat group hello, ba
yan pa kayo? Actually, group chat ka. Okay. So, hello kay Naya Magbalo, our Chief Brand Management Officer, kay Ron Gico, Chief Operations Officer, and kay Lars Narida,
Proud Archimem nakalagay dito. Proud Archimem.
Yeah. Sila mga reboot the volunteers na. Okay.
Ayun. Tapos sabihin natin yung iba nating chief officers. So Chief Finance Officer si Grace Galingana and Chief Internals Officer si Kat Katimpo.
Saka syempre shoutout sa mga sobrang bibo naming members sa EWB. Wow, sobrang konti namin pero ang power ng organization namin.
Kay kinig sila ngayon. Hello, members.
Hi. Are you proud of us?
Okay, may babatin pa kayo? Okay na, wala kang nakalimutan. Also, thank you for guesting dito and good luck sa semester.
Good luck for yes, everything. Also, next time that we get to talk, sana meron ka ng showbiz name. At sana hindi mo siya
work on it.
At sana hindi mo siya gagamitin dahil Miss Eng ka na. May pangarap ba?
Pag-iisipan ko po yung showbiz name. Maganda po siyang food for thought. Baka di ako makatulog tonight.
Alright, so thank you very much to EW for coming on air. And we're running a little bit short on time talaga. So, sampu po ng lahat po ng kasama po namin sa pag-produce po ng episode ito after a long break. Ito po si Classmate Lea, kasama po si Classmate Edge. Thank you for tuning in again after a long mid-year break. Kapit lang po kayo dahil mula po sa Agham at Engineeria, nadako na po tayo sa Kolehiyo ng Arte at Literatura. Mag-aalasin ko na, kalampaga na.
Para sa mga praktikal na solusyon sa bawat pagkakataon, muling tumutok sa Tanong kay Engineer tuwing Lunes, alas 4 ng hapon, tit sa inyo ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!